Welcome to Twins Coast to Coast Mirror Image MS Madness Podcast. We are identical twins, Tamara and Terry, living with multiple sclerosis. We are MS advocates who hope to shine a light on our experience to enhance others' understanding of living with a chronic illness. Our podcast is unique, informative, and we hope inspirational. Welcome back to Twins Coast to Coast Mirror Image Madness Podcast. We are delighted today to welcome Christopher Holland to our podcast show today. Thank you, Christopher, for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
We are delighted. So, Christopher, we're going to just jump right on in. We want to start with, we know we've all been diagnosed with MS for many, many years, but we like to start off right off with CHOP and how you got involved. And that's one of our favorite shows, and it makes us happy all the time.
And to let people know, you are a three-time winner of CHOP. So that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite shows, too. It always was one of my favorite shows. I watched it before I ever became a professional chef, and I never thought it was something that I would ever have an opportunity to compete on, because I wasn't even doing that for a living back when I was a fan of it. When I became a chef, it sort of became like one of those things where I tell people, like, one day I'm going to be on CHOP. I want to be on CHOP, you know, and I sent in applications for, I would say, you know, about 3 or 4 years, a few months to try and get noticed. And right before my son was born, they called me for an interview in Manhattan to go in and to go and meet them. And the interview that I had to take place with them happened, it was the day after my son was born. So I was beat up and exhausted, and I didn't come across very well. And those interviews are all about your personality, and I was half asleep. So I didn't get a call back, but I planted a seed in their head. I specialize in molecular gastronomy, and food science is sort of my whole thing that I do and I love. They took note of it. And when they had a tournament with Elton Brown, where he was doing, because his whole thing is food science. And when they had a tournament with him, my name must have popped up on one of their little, you know, they keep notes of their people. And they called me back. And quick aside, Elton Brown is my idol. I love the guy. I always have. I learned how to cook from watching his show. So they called me back, and they were like, you know, we want you to be on CHOP'd, and you know who Elton Brown is. And I almost fainted. I'm like, you're kidding, right? Like you're asking me to be not only on an episode, but on a tournament where I could win $50,000, and I'm going to be cooking for Elton Brown. This can't be real. And that's how I got in.
That is awesome. And the day after your son was born, what day was that your son was born on?
March 11th, was that 2016.
Awesome. Wow. So on March 12th, you get that call. Then they put your name in a file and you get that call back one day and you go with your idol. So tell us all about the experience. Because we've never talked to anybody that actually was on CHOP. What was it like?
Well, it's a lot less glamorous than you would think. you have to get to the studio at like 5 o'clock in the morning. So the day is like your day starts at 5 o'clock in the morning. And this was a tournament, so my episodes were ending at like 9 o'clock at night because they had a lot of extra stuff to shoot. So it was, I was appearing on two episodes since I won the first one, and they shoot the whole thing in 1 week. So I shot on a Thursday from 5 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at night. And then I had to come back the next day at 5 o'clock in the morning to shoot the second episode.
That
so when I tell
is,
people,
I was going to say, that is a lot. Go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I tell people when people you know, I get my chops busted sometimes because I was crying at the end of the second episode. And I tell them half of that was just sheer exhaustion because booking for, and you don't sleep, obviously. You're the first day you're about to go on TV, you're not sleeping. The second day, you have a chance to win $50,000 the next day. So you're definitely not. So it was 48 hours of, you know, 1 hour of sleep and, you know, 18 hours of filming at the end, by the end of it. And I was like ready to just, you know, jump into the Hudson River. I was so tired.
I bet. But you're here, you are. You win with your idol. So you're exhausted. Your idol is there. I read that he came out and you were able to meet him, give him a hug. And how was your, I know your emotions were just all over the place, but I want you to answer how that felt, but I want you to also tell us, how was your MS leading up to it? And then by the end of it, did you have any symptoms from the exhaustion of the show?
Fortunately, you know, I was very lucky because it, I have been overall very lucky with my symptoms the past few years, and there really wasn't any issues. Tiredness is something I think I've always had. I think I've had it for a long time, and I think that, you know, my neurologist thinks that's part of, you know, I have. I'm honestly so used to being tired, and I don't know what it's like to not be tired. So maybe that helped me in a little bit, like that I was exhausted, but I'm so used to having to deal with exhaustion that it doesn't really register anymore.
Well, that said, I think we learn to overcompensate for our exhaustion. And, you know, we don't know what life is to wake up not being tired. And with you having children and just going to work, many people are tired. We all wake up, we get ready and just go with the flow. So, but it's so much fun. So tell us a little bit about, you know, coming into from being a paralegal and then going into being a chef. What made you decide that was going to be your passion?
So I always love cooking. I'll put that as a caveat. It's a really long story, but I know we don't have all day, so I'm going to give you the Bridge Notes version. So after my diagnosis, was spinal, was the initial where I had one of the initial infections or swelling. One of the things that it did cause was a little bit of in my legs, and I was 22 years old, and I was really stupid, and I saw an opportunity to get a lot of drugs, and I went to the right doctors, and I got the prescriptions filled, and, you know, it all boiled down to me just not being able to deal with reality, and I was a dummy, and drugs were easier than dealing with things, and so over the course of the next few years, I became addicted to drugs and to the painkillers that I was taking. And my life, you know, spiraled out of control, and you know, all the bad things that happened to drug addicts happened to me pretty much. And when I got clean and started putting my life together, I decided that I didn't put that much work into things to go back to living a boring life. And I wanted to really pursue my dream. And I felt like if I could overcome that, then I could do this too. And a long conversation with my wife, and my wife basically gave me a light and said, go ahead and do it. You know, it meant a significant hit to our income for our family, but she said, go ahead and do it. This is your dream. You'll regret it if you don't try. And that's how I became a chef.
Your wife sounds amazing. You know, with the support of family, we can overcome, conquer, and then survive and persevere our passion. And that's exactly what you've done. I'm so proud of you because food for Tamara and I, it's joyful. Fortunately, it brings so much joy, whatever people enjoy, right? We all have our flaws. It could be sweet. It could be salty. It could be, who knows? But it is a joyful activity to do. We both enjoy cooking. We come from an Italian household, and Italian food and the recipes that have been passed down four or five generations are still being cooked in our family, which is a lot of fun.
You call it gravy or sauce?
Well, we call it sauce. Our great-grandfather may have called it gravy, but we actually called it sauce in our family.
We
what
called
do you
it
all?
Sauce too. Yeah, we yes. called it sauce too. Yeah. I don't get the gravy thing.
No.
It's not gravy. It's tomatoes.
It is. That's right. I mean, and you can do so many things from a science standpoint. There has to be so much fun breaking down the components of the acid versus whatever else you put into your sauces. So tell us about the different pizzas. Tell us who you're working for.
The pizzas, you said?
Well, what are you doing now? What company are you working for now?
Oh, right now, we just closed the restaurant that I've been at because I'm actually, me and another person are buying the restaurant. So I'm opening up my new restaurant in about 3 weeks. So we're going to be an Asian street food and Asian taco restaurant. Asian food is sort of my that's where I like to go is Asian food, and I love tacos, so I'm kind of mashing them together.
That sounds amazing. Tell our listeners where your new restaurant will be located.
It is in a little tiny town called Spark Hill in New York. It's actually not New York City, New York. It's a lot of people from around the country might not know this. So the Hudson River, one side is New York City and the other side is New Jersey and the rest of New York. We are on the little bit that's the rest of New York in the suburbs of New York City, right on the Hudson River.
Beautiful. Well, we'll make sure that we put it in our show notes. What is the name going to be?
Cantina with a K.
Love it. Yes. We love Asian street food. I live in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's amazing. Probably not as good as what your restaurant's going to be, but we have so many influences of different styles of food. So living in a big city has its advantages of, you know, trying out food. So that has to be fun. Well, it's so much fun to learn all these new things. So your MS symptoms sound pretty benign. Are you feeling like you're stable? Are you on any kind of medications?
I'm on Ocrevus. I take the Ocrevus infusion every 6 months. I've been very fortunate. I would say my condition has been stable now for about 5 years. It was rocky going in the beginning. I was very hesitant to start taking these modifying treatment because I had a very bad experience with Copaxone when I first got diagnosed, which back then it was pretty brutal. That's when there was only the three medicines available. I resisted the treatment for quite a long time until I got hooked up with a really, really good neurologist who kind of sat me down and said, you know, if you don't do this, then all things that you're worried that the MS is going to do you, it's going to do to you. So you have to start taking some kind of medicine so that that doesn't happen.
Well, I'll tell you, we are so lucky to live in an age where the DMTs are really spot on. They're getting better all the time. More research is going on. And we have a lot of friends that are on Ocrevus and very stable. So we're very happy to hear that it's working for you. What's going on with your hand and the brace on?
Oh, I injured my hand about, actually, it was kind of sad. It was about 3 weeks before my restaurant closed. I cut my hand on a can and I severed the tendon. So I just got it. So I didn't even get to cook for the last month of the restaurant that I was at. Yeah, it was a little bit, sad, but it's given me some time to spend with family. Even if it is one-handed time, you know.
There you go.
Your hands are really important. I feel like a baby. My wife has to tie my shoe. I'll put my belt on and everything because I can't do anything without my hand.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it is so important to be able to have the mobility, especially in your field, to be able to feel good. And like you said, you need both hands to cook. So yes, we're wishing you fast recovery for your healing. So we always ask at the end of our session, we always ask our friends, what is your happy place? So, Chris, what is your happy place?
My happy place? I actually have a very specific place. Me and my son go hiking on, there's cliffs near my house, right where the Hudson River cuts through. And there's a lot of trails up there. And I would say my happy place is, there's one specific little, tiny little peninsula that goes out into the water. Me and my son go out there, and if you climb up over some rocks that you're not supposed to climb over, there's a little tiny beach. So I take him there, I pack a lunch, we have charcuterie and some aged cheeses. He likes aged cheese. And we sit down there, and I bring a thermos of coffee, and I bring water, and sit on the beach, and we eat aged Gouda and charcuterie, and just hang out. My happy place. That's where I feel the best.
That is terrific. Boy, your son, isn't it wonderful to spend time with your children? That one-on-one in a quiet place with delicious food by daddy. And it's just special. You probably don't even have to talk together. You just feel that emotional bond overlooking the cliffs and spending time.
Yeah. It's
that's amazing.
He's my boy.
That's perfect.
Great. Well, thank you, Chris, so much for joining us on our podcast today. We truly enjoyed talking with you and talking about the wonderful experiences about CHOPS and everything like that. Wish you the best with your multiple sclerosis journey.
And also, Chris, how can people get a hold of you? How can people get a hold of you?
My Instagram at Chef Chris Holland. That's probably the best way. I'm also on Facebook at Chris Holland. But typically I interact more with Instagram, I'd say.
Perfect. Well, we'll let our folks know. And again, thank you so much for joining Mirror Image MS Madness with Tamara and Terry at Twins Coast to Coast. We'll talk to you soon, Chris. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Mirror Image MS Madness, where we share the good, the bad, and the funny. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Twins Coast to Coast. That's Twins Coast, the number 2 coast. You can also email us at twinscoasttocoast@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Stay tuned to our next episode. We release our dates on Instagram, so follow us there for updates. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to find your happy place, and we will see you in the next one. Mwah.